The next case was a 54-year-old woman with metastatic adenocarcinoma of the lung and a BRAF V600E tumor mutation who received multiple therapies, including a checkpoint inhibitor, and finally received dabrafenib-trametinib, which resulted in a dramatic objective response that continues 2 years later. However, the patient's course has been complicated with recurrent febrile episodes requiring corticosteroids and dose reduction. I asked Dr. Oxnard if this is a common clinical course.
Yeah, definitely. If you treat melanoma, you know this, right? And it is manageable. It's just weird. You just got to be ready for it. You dose interrupt. You see if they get better. You try it again. You generally can re-challenge them and get them to a dose they can tolerate. Sometimes you don't need to dose adjust. First time, I just retreat. Second time, I might dose adjust to find a better dose. Yeah. But you just got to be prepared for it because it is the weird toxicity of this regimen.
What about this issue of line of therapy, Cora? We saw a lot of investigators in our survey going for first-line therapy. The audience, most of them will use anti-BRAF, this combination first-line. What about you?
As would I. This BRAF V600 specifically has, in my opinion, moved to first-line along with ROS, ALK, and EGFR. The median PFS in that group with this combination is in the 9 to 10 month range. This particular patient's done twice as well as one might have predicted.